Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It is Friday before a holiday weekend, and holiday weekends, of course, are not just about the holiday themselves, in this case, Memorial Day, but usually they're also about sports. People take their time off to sit down and get caught up on the sports world. And here we have our Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, with a guide to the sports weekend. We got to start with the NBA because we now know who is in the finals. It is, of course, LeBron James and company from Miami. Let me just say, Chicago blew a lead in the very end of the game last night. I mean, that was just shocking.
And that's called nerves. I think the Chicago proved that they are an inexperienced team, and they don't have quite yet what it takes to win a game at the very end. Too many turnovers and not enough big shots when it mattered.
All right, so the Heat ended up beating Chicago 83-80 last night. They're going to face Dallas. Who's got the edge in this matchup?
Well, listen, both of these teams have a lot on the line. Dallas has an experienced group of players, Peja Stojakovic, Jason Kidd, and, of course, Dirk Nowitzki. All of them are starving. They're hungry for a title, and this is probably their last chance to get one. So they're going to come out with the best games of their lives. Now, on the other side, the Heat, they have incredible defense. They've been playing great basketball. They're peaking at the right time, and Chris Bosh is really proving that he's a critical piece to this puzzle. And when he plays good, they play good. I think it's going to be a really tough series. I'm rooting for Dallas, but I think the Heat are going to win it.
Well, and the Heat has also made some, I mean, they spent a lot of money putting together a championship team, they said. Let's move on to hockey because we probably don't talk about hockey perhaps as much as we could. Vancouver's in and supposedly this is supposed to be a very easy win over San Jose, right?
No, Vancouver's in. So tonight you have Tampa Bay versus Boston.
Boston Bruins.
Correct.
All right. So who's going to win this matchup?
Well, this is great. I mean, this is what you want.
This is game seven.
This is what you want in playoffs. You want a game seven. The pressure's on Boston right now because the game is in Boston and they were the higher seed. Martin St. Louis is the guy for Tampa Bay that you have to look to really push, to really be clutch in the end of the game. And so this is going to be a really beautiful game. If you are interested in hockey, if you're interested in tight drama, dramatic filled sports events, this tonight's game is the event for you.
All right, and whoever wins that goes on to play the Canucks, who are making an appearance that in the Stanley Cup Finals that they haven't made in quite some time.
It's true. So history could be made, especially if Boston gets there, though, they could win for the first time in 18 years, or get there for the first time in 18 years.
All right, so we have basketball going on, we've got hockey going on, we've got a looming possible football still at this point lockout. Is there anything else to watch over the weekend?
Of course, you have the French Open.
Yeah, I knew you were going to talk about it.
So right now, Novak Djokovic is against Juan Martin Del Potro.
That match is going on now.
As we speak. And the reason why it's important is that right now, Djokovic has 41 straight wins. The most ever is Guillermo Vias, who had 46 in 1977. He's in company right now. Djokovic is in company of Ivan Lendl, Roger Federer, Bjorn Borg. These are serious tennis players that have really made their mark on tennis. And right now, Djokovic is having the run of his life. If he can continue this run, you know, then we can start talking about some magical things happening. But right now is a major test for him. Juan Martín Del Potro, though, has had some injuries. So this could be an easy win for Djokovic. However, this is his biggest test in his run so far.
All right. So if you are interested in tennis, turn on your TV now to watch a really good match, according to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Which one are you going to be watching? Which sports are you going to go with this weekend, Ibrahim?
Definitely tonight, the NHL. That's what's happening. Boston fans, you better get up because your team is going to need you.
All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Takeaway Sports contributor is going to be watching hockey tonight.
Good
Thanks,
morning.
Ibrahim.